guys, welcome to the first edition of Secrets Told in Front of Our Vanity with Mercy Tomolola. Yes, my name is Mercy Tomolola and I'm going to be your regular host. I'm feeling sort of excited and nervous at the same time. Oops. Oh my gosh, like, it's not easy. First episode and with all my brain racking, brainstorming thing, asking questions from friends. Okay, what do you think my first topic can be? What can I do? Should I just introduce myself and fuck off? Sorry, I'm using the F word. So, I did want to say this before I go into the main topic in full. I'll be more of this only person, like, we use less of official words. So if you are this person that look forward into finding official words like vocabulary and podcast, I'm sorry, this might not really be the right podcast for you, but I will really want to adjust to it. I really need you as one of my audience, so I wouldn't say I should go listen to others and ignore mine just because I don't have the vocabulary yet. So podcasting is not that easy. Like, what? I thought it was easy. Like, just pick up your phone and start talking. You know, I do more VNs than texting in my WhatsApp and other social media way of sending messages. Like, and I thought, okay, podcast would just be like that. Me picking up my phone and just talking to the world, yeah, and all of that. But it was until when I made my first trailer, I realized that no, podcasting isn't that easy. Like, I was looking for the perfect recording for publishing. Like, I did almost over 10 recordings before I like saw the one I picked, and in fact I had to like ask for people's opinion about it before publishing it. Like, okay, listen to this, is it nice and all of that. So that's just even podcasting. So that's been a hell of a ride. I know I just started recently, I'm already saying hell of a ride, but guys, trust me, I'm already thinking of how the future will look like. But I hope I just get used to all this podcasting and enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to enjoying my audience support and the old podcasts, you know, Secrets Told in Front of Vanity at all. I look forward to just enjoy every aspect of it. So our first topic would be situationship versus relationship. Yes, I've realized that most teenagers, most youth, they prefer to be in a situationship than a relationship. Why? Because that's like, they feel it's the safest place to be. You won't be committed like that, and at the same time, you get to enjoy rights of being a boyfriend and a girlfriend, that kind of thing. And people don't want to be committed because of different reasons. Actually, some people have breaks, they don't want to experience heartbreak. Okay, I won't be committed in this, I won't hide all of my time in this, so no heartbreak, 50-50 gain, no one is losing. Other people, because of like personal stuff and the likes and education, a career, you know, family issues and all of that. So my main topic right now, my main aim here is to give out early tips on how your situationships can go smoothly. Like, you know, for every situationship there's one goal: to get us serious with each other. That's just the goal. So we'll be giving like just 4 or 5 early tips for us to go by with them in our situationship and all. You know, it can be so risky, you know, trickish and art. At times it's so fun, you guys enjoy each other's company, and at times it's like hell, especially when your partner is just, did I just say partner? It's very when your friend partner just said, okay, let's make this serious and all. Like, I just, no, I have so many things planned for myself, that kind of shit. It can be so heartbreaking at times and all of that. So first thing first is understanding. For anything, you just need to understand. Even to live with your siblings, you have to understand. So talk more of it to the stranger. So understanding is just the key. You guys should, like, first of all, ask yourself this question: why are we here? Like, why are we in this situationship level? Why are we not upgrading things? Why are we so comfortable like this? Then if you guys can answer the questions and you see that, okay, the reasons given here are kind of reasonable and all, you guys can just table down things, talk about things, and make things work for each other, like balance things out. And if you feel it's not reasonable, try to just let your friend know that, okay guys, this isn't reasonable and I cannot just put all of my time, devote all of my time and effort to something that might not work at the end of the day. So everything is just basically understanding. Next on the list is communication. Yes, for everything to work in life, you just have to communicate. Our relationship with people is based on communication. If there is no way of communicating, I can't even imagine how this world would look like. So communication in every situation, you just have to communicate. Let them know what you feel about something at one particular time or the other. Nobody is any good. Like, it's a real girl that can see what is in your mind, okay, what you want them to do. Like, it's really for we queens outside there, like we girls, we tend to like we tend to act in a manner that, okay, the guy should have known what to do at a certain point, even without saying it. How will he know? Like, what the fuck? How will he know? What the hell? How will he know that, okay, this is what is to do when you didn't say it? You understand what I'm saying? So that's just it. So communication is the key for any better thing in life. So learn how to communicate. And if you feel you're not really comfortable in whatever situation you are in, to the extent that you can't even say your mind, my dear, I don't need to tell you what to do. You just have to make things work or you leave it. Because I can't imagine thing like getting on close with someone I can't even talk to. What is now the point? Yes, so next on the list is commitment. When I saw commitment, like when I was drafting this and then I saw commitment, I was like, okay, this is a situationship, so why is commitment in it? This is not a relationship, it's a situationship. So why are we adding commitment? Fine, commitment in the sense that, you know, you won't be fully committed, like as if you guys are in a relationship, that kind of thing, but you'll be kind of heavily committed. Like, okay, you set limits to other guys. Talking from the female perspective, like, okay, this guy is the guy you're close with and you're in this situationship with. These are your other friends. So the way you relate with your other friends will be different from how you relate with this particular guy. So that commitment will be there, that you guys will be able to build trust, your like your trust and all. You will know, okay, I'm not this babe I am with, she's kind of true to me and she's faithful, kind of. Though all of these times shouldn't be in a situationship, because you guys are basically just liking each other, nothing more, nothing rigid is holding it together. You guys can still flex around, you guys can still even fall in love with some other person outside there. So, but we are talking about how to make your situationship edgy, like how to make it grow and how to drive it and make it what you want it to be. So commitment, you just have to be committed, like give them half of your time this time around. Like, it doesn't stop you from flexing, like I said, but you just have to set limits at a point, like in time. Yes, you set limits just in honor of your partner, friend, your friend partner, anything. So what else? Yeah, set your priorities right. You guys need to talk about some deep shit sometime, like once in a while. Like, okay, presently, like someone I'm very close with, we tend to like talk about some stuff at times with vibe and all, but when we want to talk about deep stuff, it's always crazy, like mad. Like, okay, set your priorities right. Is it this situationship that's important to you, or other stuff, like, or the fact that you really want a relationship from that person? Some people, they tend to like put their interest in having a relationship with you, and they just over the fact that you guys have been friends all this while, and you just want to throw away all your friendship into the trash can because you're not saying yes and all of that. No, this is where understanding comes in. Try to understand and try to just let things work out. I don't just want to talk much on that. So set your priorities right in the sense that making sure that know that, okay, you're not waiting for nothing. you can't imagine waiting for nothing, like, because situationship is like the hardest. You're like giving out effort, making effort, you know, time, giving out time, commitment to an extent to something that you're not really sure of. It's a 50-50 thing. Okay, fine, you guys might end up together, you don't know, you guys might not end up together, it's 50-50, it's only maybe. So you have to know the kind of person you're doing this with. If this person is someone that, okay, you trust, okay, it's not a waste of time, good. But if you are not sure and he's telling you I'm not sure too, and and you guys are doing things based on I'm not sure, my dear, you might have yourself to blame at the end of the day. Then that heartbreak you've been, you know, shying away from will eventually come to you at the end of the day. So you have to know if you are in this with someone that is very serious with you. So with that, we've come to the end of situationship versus relationship. So I hope in one of our episodes we'll be able to talk deeply about this stuff. So because this is like my first episode, that's why I just like brushed through some basic points of situationship and all of that. And yes, I hope you guys enjoyed what you just heard, and I hope we tend to enjoy each other, like I said earlier on. And I hope you stay consistent for other episodes that I'll be releasing as the week goes by. So I'm still your regular host, Mr. Tommy Lola, and I wish you guys to stay safe during this quarantine period. That's just the best thing you can do for yourself and your family and for me. Stay safe, wash your hands, and do all the stuff NCDC people used to tell you to do. Like, those guys are really trying. They send us text messages every day. So please just abide by their rules and regulation. And after all this is over, we'll be able to hug and shake each other. Yo, let me be sincere with you guys, I don't think I'll be able to shake someone for like a month after all this is over, but we just pray all this to get over soon. So bye guys, I love you all,